the book I chose to talk about today is called Blessing, The Art and the Practice by David Spangler. And for years I have said this was one of my favorite books and is maybe the only book I can literally say it jumped off the shelf at me in a bookstore, because I went to a bookstore to buy another book. And in pulling out the book I planned to buy, this book fell out into my hand at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I sampled pages from both books, and the other book that I meant to buy didn't feel good to me at all. And I sampled some pages from this book, and I just fell in love. Absolutely fell in love with Dr. Cunnis that had written those paragraphs. And I was feeling a little uncomfortable, because last time Gail spoke about Emmett Fox, and she planned to read a number of passages from his book, and the book didn't make it to the meeting. And so she spoke from her heart about the book, and her talk was just exquisite. And what I wanted to do today was share a number of readings from David Spangler, but I was feeling a little insecure about that, because I thought, well, wouldn't it be better if I spoke from my heart? And so I lost my voice. Because obviously it would be better if David Spangler got to speak for himself today. And so I am just thrilled, because I trust that everything always works out for the best. And so I spent some time this morning typing up the pieces of what I wanted to make my talk be about today. The transcendent knowing of David Spangler. What he does for me in a way that no one else does is he carries a bliss field. I hear the consciousness from which he writes when I read his book. And as I started to reread the book again a few weeks ago in order to do this talk, the first couple of chapters weren't really singing to me. And I thought, that's strange, because I remember this book as being such an extraordinary thing. And I hit page 50 and I started to highlight every paragraph and every line and put stars in the margins. And what I do when I read is I create in an index in the front and back cover of the book. And I was noting page after page after page that I wanted to refer to in this talk, until I was basically reading you the whole book, and feeling that incredible soaring feeling of total connection to prayer. And I just love who he is and what he expresses. And so what's happening today, kind of unexpectedly, is that I've shared these readings all around the room. So there are going to be many voices sharing the blessing today. And that's the whole point to the book, that every book, every voice is a voice for blessing. Every person is a light in the world. And we all have that within us that is capable of blessing. And so Valerie's going to start and read the quote on what is blessing.
What is a blessing? A blessing has nothing to do with esoteric or spiritual fireworks. It is a whisper, a gentleness, a voice that speaks not of my power, but of a power that resides within all of us, both the blesser and the blessee. It is not a hurricane of energy, but a soft and warming breeze that invites us to open windows and doors to let stuffiness out and new life in. It is an invitation to openness. It is not meant to impress, but to touch and connect. It can take whatever form will make that connection. What is most needed is simple human caring and presence, a mindfulness and being present to another. It requires nothing more magical than meeting another halfway. For a blessing is a two-way street, not something someone does for someone else, but something we become together in order that spirit may flow. The principle is deceptively simple and very familiar. where two or more are gathered in the name of that which loves, that which connects, that which is compassionate, that which liberates, their blessing is also. The essential message of this book is that each of us, you and I, can answer this calling. We can be points of reconnection, points of remembrance, points of love. We can be blessings. When someone asks, "Give me a blessing," answer, "Yes, I will."
Can I bless? The first step in giving a blessing is to believe that you can. If we love, we can bless. All blessings arise from a source of love, whether that is the human heart or the heart of creation. We have to make a leap of faith here. When we do, something lifts us above our self-concerns and enables us to connect through a deeper sense of lovingness, allowing a spirit to flow between us. And in the process, we are both blessed. The best way to bless is simply to do it and observe what happens, both within yourself and within the other person. There is no secret to it, no ancient wisdom to unearth. Just begin, opening our hearts and minds unconditionally to the sacred and to our own humanity. From that openness, we may form a connection of love, respect, and celebration with whomever or whatever we are invited to bless. Then we allow the blessing to emerge, shaping it to the uniqueness of the moment.
In working with individuals who are exploring their own spirituality, I often need to help them move beyond attitudes of unworthiness. In one way or another, many of us have an economy class mentality when it comes to spirituality. This is particularly true when it comes to blessing. Most people don't have any problem doing good deeds for others. Being kind doesn't usually create a crisis of self-worth or identity. But blessings, many of us feel, come from the domain of the, quote, spiritual first class, unquote. People give kindnesses, but it is God who gives blessings. Most of us see ourselves in economy class with other ordinary folks. To give a blessing is a spiritually powerful act, and it's not unusual for a modern person to feel he or she doesn't measure up to what is needed. In fact, I've even known clergy persons who are uncomfortable giving a blessing unless they're reading from an official book of prayers. Being helpful is part of our normal everyday repertoire. Being blessingful probably is not. Blessings are associated with holiness, sacredness, spirituality, but do we feel holy, sacred, or spiritual in our everyday lives? Do we feel we can be a source of blessing? When I begin a class on blessing, this is the first question that must be addressed. For if we cannot appreciate our own spirit and the power it contains, how can we go beyond being kind to being a source of blessing? In effect, we have to upgrade ourselves into first class, or we have to recognize that where blessings are concerned, there are no classes at all.
Impersonalization of spirit. In my classes on blessing, I begin by encouraging people to experience their personalized manifestation of spirit. I want each participant to experience him or herself as a spiritual being whose presence includes a physical body with its accompanying biology and biography, and not as a divided being split between a spiritual self and a human self, with the former wearing the latter as if it were a suit of clothes. I want participants to realize that they have a power to express a spirit that arises from the dynamics of their personal lives, rather than from a transpersonal source that has not taken part in the engagements and struggles of their personalities. To aid in this process, I have coined a phrase to name the nourishing and transformative spiritual power that radiates from our ordinary embodied personhood. I call it M-personal spirit, not, please note, the impersonal spirit. So it's not the impersonal spirit, but impersonal, which means the spirit that acts from within or arises from the personality. It is universal spirit manifesting in a unique, individualized form. Like energy erupting from the Big Bang at the beginning of the universe, there is a spiritual energy that arises within each of us out of the act of taking incarnation. To me, whoever we are and whatever the circumstances of our births, each life begins at its core as an act of love. Each life is a unique gift from the sacred erupting in a creative moment of joy and love. And that love, that joy, that spirit continues to radiate throughout our lives like the background radiation of our own personal universe. It may be obscured, dim, and hard to distinguish, or it may be bright and evident, but it is always there. It is at the heart of our impersonal spirit.
Blessing arises from a state of mind and heart that understands wholeness, that understands joy, that sees what is right rather than what is wrong. It is not a problem solving as much as it is problem dissolving. The art of blessing does not require us to be superheroes. It only requires us to be ourselves. A superhero is set apart from the world, distanced from ordinary humanity. But to bless, we want to be present. We want that distance to be diminished. How can I enter into the presence of the sacred with you? How can I join with you in a circulation of life? How can I share blood and the breath if we are separated? How can we become that larger body together if you and or I see blessing as a power I have, but you do not, because of something I have learned or because of an authorization or a perception of holiness or any number of other separating images? In approaching the art of blessing, it is important to understand that we really are entering a territory that is different from the one we navigate through most of our daily lives. We are shifting to a way of looking at the world and at ourselves that is unusual in our mainstream society. This is not a magical or hysteric perspective. It is simply a way of understanding the ordinariness of the sacred and the sacredness of the ordinary. I see holiness as an emergent condition. It arises as a special radiance from conditions in which love prospers. Connection may be made manifest and wholeness regained. It arises where our actions and our presence opens doors to an unobstructed universe, and the presence of the sacred, the presence of that which is most real. I see holiness as an embodied blessing. Holiness includes and connects, for that is the true character of spirit. Far from needing to be holy in order to bless, it's the other way around. I become holy when I bless. Each time I bless, if I make a blessing my way of life, then that way will be filled with the holiness as well.
The way to discover blessing is to bless. For then we are stepping into the flow of a loving spiritual presence that moves through the world. And when we do it, it circulates through us as well, unblocking what is blocked, unsticking what is stuck, regenerating what has become stagnant. To bless is a holy act, and we are learning the art of blessing as akin to the learning manifesting holiness in our lives. Holiness is not a state. It is not a crown that we wear, but a spirit that emerges from an act of engagement. It radiates within any act which we dissolve any barrier between us and another, any barrier between us and the sacred. When, because of any action we take, another person feels his way has become more open and the potentials of his soul more capable of being realized, then we brought the spirit of our world and of the world more consciously into his life. And we've brought into our own lives. It may not seem like a transcendent power zapping us from heaven. The power is already here. It's a moment of grace offered from one person to another. It's a blessing, a moment of holiness that two people can create together. When we bless, we connect ourselves, the sacred, and others in a spirit of spaciousness and unity and love. When we bless, we sound those notes. We realize what we can certainly imagine as energy into the world. And since the world of spirit doesn't operate with the same laws of scale as our physical world does, the impact of this energy can far outweigh the size even that generated it. For blessing that we perform, great or small, private or public, brings more spirit consciously into the world. The melody of source resounds with greater clarity than before within human consciousness.
Thank you. And so the melody of source resounding through human consciousness as we allow that within us that knows how to love, to speak or to act in the world. To give a blessing can be to give someone a hug or to smile at someone on the street. It can be to open our hearts in any way as we walk by someone, as we see someone waiting at a bus stop, as we open to a friend who is sad and we uplift them in some way, or we simply share their sadness with them, that we sit with them and love them through their moment. There are so many ways that we bless others when we show up with love. And so David Spengler's book is about showing up with love, with an open heart and a willingness to connect. And he describes a four-step process for blessing, the first step being identification. And it's just like steps one and two of spiritual mind treatment, where we recognize that God is and I am that. Because in this identification, we recognize the truth of our being, that we are the divine present on the planet, and that we are indeed capable of sharing the blessing that we are with someone else by loving them in some way. The second step is openness and being aware of them as an impersonalized spirit. So we identify who we are, and then we take a moment to identify who they are. In spiritual mind treatment, we do that as part of step two, unification. When we say, I know I am that, and what I know of myself, I know also for this person before me. Step three in blessing, he calls the blessing place, where you embody that essence of connection that exists eternally between the two of you, where you recognize that the Spirit has already made the connection, and that you just show up in the blessing place, willing to give. And the final step is the act of blessing, whether it's a vocal expression or a song that you sing or music that you play or art that you create, whatever that expression, soup that you cook. It can be any kind of physical expression, but the blessing is taking an action. It could be writing a thank you note or giving someone a hug. And those are the four steps that he identifies as the simple creation of that space of blessing where the action can arise spontaneously. And to identify ourselves as holy ones who bless, is that an unusual way of thinking of yourself? I mean, some of you may already know that about yourself. We've been studying that for a long time, some of us, and we do know it. But for a lot of people on the planet, that's a whole new thought. That's a whole new stepping into the spiritual nature of humanness, of knowing the power within us and our willingness to show up as that light. Ernest Holmes said, "We know that more light will be given as we use that which we have." And when I was in practitioner training, I had that as my motto for my practitioner training. It was written on every notebook that I used during that two-year period. We changed three semesters each of the 2 years, and every new notebook I got, I put that same motto on there. We know more light will be given as we use that which we have. So as we give a blessing, as we are willing to show up in the blessing space and allow that to inspire all of our actions, as we carry through, it's like saying without praying without ceasing. We can bless without ceasing as we show up to love, as we show up to be love in the presence of whomever shows up for us on any particular day. And law of attraction brings us those for whom we are the greatest blessing. And it brings us those who will be the greatest blessing for us. I didn't plan to say this in this talk, but it just reminded me of the words from For Good, from the musical Wicked. She says, "I've heard it said that people come into our lives for a reason, bringing something we must learn, and we are led to those who help us most to grow if we let them, and we help them in return." And I don't know if I believe that's true, but I know that who I am today is because I knew you. Mm-hmm. And we each impact each other so much more than we know. As it said in one of those readings, the size of the connection of a spiritual act, it may look small, but the ramifications are huge. And so as we acknowledge who we are and we allow our willingness to be, to show up in the world and use the light we have been given, and allow more to come, then we bless ourselves and everyone we touch. No matter what we're doing in our everyday life, we live as blessing, and life is really good. And so in the second half, after the break, Shane's going to sing for us again, and then she's going to read for us a beautiful meditation from Blessing on Stillness. David Spengler, in the back of this book, created 17 exercises to take you into a deeper and deeper awareness of the truth of yourself and all life and the light that flows through us. And this particular one's on stillness, moving into stillness. It's beautiful. And then we're going to do an exercise where we actually pair up with somebody else and convey a blessing in some way. And I would ask you to trust that you are one who can bless, and that it doesn't matter what you're inspired to do. It doesn't matter. All it matters is that you show up willing to love and to connect. And I'll walk you through the four steps of the process. And so let's... Yes, Gail?
What does blessing do to a person, even if they know they are not aware that they've been blessed? What happens to that person? in terms of the receptivity of the blessing?
I was on an airplane once, and there was a woman sitting behind me in the robe directly behind me, and she was radiating love. She looked like she was probably a Hawaiian person or a Polynesian person of some sort, kind of a roly-poly woman, short, and had the brightest light, I think, coming off her face of anyone I've ever seen. And it was a long flight to somewhere, I don't remember exactly, but there was a woman behind me in the row directly behind me that was, she had two children, and a baby and a toddler. Mm-hmm. And the children got to be a bit much for her sometime during the flight. And I stood up and asked if I could hold the baby, and which is not something I ever do. But it seemed like a good idea at the time, so I did it. And I was standing there holding this beautiful baby. She was just gorgeous, and for some reason, when I picked her up, she quieted, and she was smiling at me, and I was smiling at her. And the lady behind me said to me, "She likes you." Mm-hmm. And I said, "I like her too." And I felt so blessed by the presence of that woman. I'm going to cry. My behavior was different that day because she was there. I could feel her love. And so I was inspired to take an action I wouldn't normally take, because I'm not familiar with children. I don't hold babies. I don't often have an opportunity to interact with kids. They kind of intimidate me. But that day, I could feel the love that was present in that place. Mm-hmm. And so I was inspired to do something that helped not only the mother, but everyone on the plane. Because all of a sudden it was way more quiet and peaceful. And so that's what I think happens when you're blessed. I felt blessed. And I wrote about that woman in my book, and I called her a quiet saint. That people who radiate love, no matter who they are, no matter what they're doing, she didn't do anything. She just sat there and was bright, and my life changed. And I think that's what we have the capacity to do, is sit and radiate love and take whatever action we're inspired to take. And we may not be the ones who take the action. There may be somebody else who picks up on the energy and is the person who is called to do the action. Did that answer your question, Gail?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.